listening to Sergei Rachmaninoff conducting his own Third Symphony on December 11, 1939 with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Rachmaninoff played the piano, composed, and conducted. You'll hear his Third Symphony with Yoray Valchua conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony as our Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast continues. I'm Jim Cunningham. The Third Symphony by Rachmaninoff was written in 1936. Yoray Valchua, our guest conductor, shared what he thinks Rachmaninoff had in mind and how he shaped his third.
He was very happy with his symphony, but the public and critics not so much. He thought that he wrote very good music. And of course in the 70s and 80s this symphony started to be performed more and more. But in that time it was much more difficult because he wrote very romantic music with some contemporary elements, but still with his view on his beloved Russia. The most important thing about this symphony is that it's a cyclic form, which means that you have a motto theme, leitmotif, short melody, just walking from one movement to other. So in the beginning of the symphony there is several bars playing with a strange color in the orchestra. Special color. I never ever seen this combination of colors. There is muted cello, solo cello, French horn. It sounds like a new combination, new instruments. And then it starts fortissimo, after a small break, fortissimo whole orchestra. So you have immediately in several bars intimate part and like resistance against something. So we have these two contrasting elements already in the very beginning.
Yoray Valchua, about to conduct the Third Symphony by Rachmaninoff with the Pittsburgh Symphony. After an extended run as a pianist and conductor in Europe and the United States, Rachmaninoff's first return to composing was met with a discouragingly poor reception. His Third Symphony is a little like the first and second. It opens with a motif that threads its way into the later movements. As he nears the end, Rachmaninoff features the Dies Irae, the Day of Wrath, the ancient chant from the Roman Catholic Requiem Mass for the Dead. Yoray Valchua told me Rachmaninoff returned often to the chant, which we heard near the end of the Isle of the Dead earlier in this broadcast. So why did he do it? Is it like the prophet in cartoons with the poster that says, "The end is near"? Or was it because Rachmaninoff missed his homeland so deeply?
Somebody who is listening to the music and is interested in music, or even somebody who is not interested in music, knows what is Dies Irae and maybe sometimes heard this. So it's like a common language for everybody. So he put this just to you can already immediately say, or I know this, what is it? Dies Irae, or I already heard it. Maybe you don't know what is it, but you immediately, there is something going on. And he was able to also to put several layers, so faster, slower, to put like to work it polyphonically, to combine several Dies Irae together.
Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 3, with brilliant melodies, rhythmic energy, and graceful transitions throughout, Yoray Valchua loves bringing it to life with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
I feel that also the collaboration between me and the orchestra goes better, and it's really developing very well. And it's enormous pleasure for me to be back, and I'm looking forward to next time.
Here is Yoray Valchua to conduct a Pittsburgh Symphony in Rachmaninoff's three-movement Symphony No. 3 in A minor, Opus 44. You heard Yuri Valchua leading the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in Sergei Rachmaninoff's Third Symphony, his A minor, Opus 44. The first performance of Rachmaninoff's Third Symphony took place in Philadelphia on the 6th of November, 1936, with Leopold Stokowski conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra. The day after the premiere of the Third Symphony, Edwin Schloss wrote in the Philadelphia Record that he found the music a disappointment, with echoes of the composer's lyric spaciousness of style, but largely sterile. Sergei Rachmaninoff visited Pittsburgh on several occasions to perform at the Syria Mosque with music director Fritz Reiner, who conducted the Rachmaninoff Second Concerto on January 5th and 7th, 1940. Rachmaninoff continued to visit American orchestras till his last weeks. He conducted the Chicago Symphony just a month before he died in 1943 in Beverly Hills, California. Yuri Valchua was born in 1976 in Bratislava, Slovakia. He studied at the Academy of Music there. He learned conducting and how to play the cymbalum. He also studied composition at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, working with Janos Fürst at the National Conservatory in Paris. Yuri Valchua is the music director of the Italian Radio and Television Orchestra at Torino. Yuri Valchua has conducted the orchestras in San Francisco and Cincinnati. He's worked with the New York Philharmonic, the National Symphony in Washington, D.C., the National Orchestra of France, the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, and with the Vienna Symphony. He is also found often at the Opera House, conducting Turandot at the Teatro San Carlo in Naples, and he made a tour recently with his RAI orchestra to Munich, Cologne, Dusseldorf, Zurich, and Basel. Earlier on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, we heard Sergei Rachmaninoff's The Isle of the Dead and his Symphony No. 3 in A minor, Opus 44. Nicola Benedetti played Karl Szymanowski's First Violin Concerto and the encore of the Robert Burns Auld Lang Syne Variations. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me for this Slavic adventure. I hope you return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. There are just two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. Pittsburgh appears on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or with iTunes from your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. When you write, I'll send you our Pittsburgh Symphony Radio program guide. Did you know that Manfred Honeck has his own International Concerts Wolfegg Festival in Germany? He's run it for more than 15 years, and he's received honorary doctorates from St. Vincent College in La Trobe and Carnegie Mellon University. If you had your radio guide, you'd have the complete biography of Manfred Honeck, the story of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and a list of all the programs in our series. Also in the envelope, the Pittsburgh Symphony Folding Binoculars. They're blue, and they'll help you find your favorite player on stage at your next concert. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Heinz Hall recording engineer Harold F. Chambers III, script writing by Molly Young, class of 2018 at Johns Hopkins University. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlow University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.